Okay, we're back.
Mm.
And now we have to do this because this is what we do every time we play Peter Broderick. Okay? We're now playing Peter Broderick and his song called Fire. Oi!
Have fun.
Apologies to everybody out there. Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Just play the bloody song.
Thursday, November 12th, 2009. An email from Pop. The subject line reads, Freyr. Hey Peter, I am so sorry to tell you that Freyr is gone. He disappeared on November 3rd. I have been hoping that he would return, but no luck. I have looked everywhere for him. He loved living here, and I loved having him. He was wonderful. I really miss him. He slept at the foot of my bed every night. He was a truly magical cat. I wish he could have stuck around for a lot longer. Going great. Right when you can. Tears in my eyes. Much love. Pop. He was a truly magical cat.
You scrambled on me.
It's
a truly magical cat.
He looks it, and I tell you what, that is one hell of a truly magical record, is that? It's a very, very strange record from Peter Broderick from After Clang.
No, it's from Peter Broderick.
Peter Broderick. He's going to kill us. He's going to kill us, I tell you. He's going to kill us. Neil's from Mix That.
It's delightful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a brilliant
record. It will make you cry. That album will make you cry.
It does. It's absolutely brilliant, this record. Really, I don't know how to describe it. It's basically a whole set of offcuts and things that he didn't record for other things, I think. But he's put them all together. It makes some sort of sense. There's two tracks called These Walls of Mine, 1 and 2. One's a tone poem. One's, well, something more than that. How does one describe it? It's ridiculous. It's innermost thoughts of a musician that are all pushed together, and it's all the sort of ugly ducklings of every other recording session he's ever done.
In one sense, it's almost as if he doesn't know what the hell he wants to write about, no. So he's just throwing anything into
it. Yeah, it is.
But somehow, it's more than that, yeah. and it works.
It's absolutely brilliant.
It will make you cry.
Yeah.
But it is really beautiful, and Here's something else that is really beautiful.
Yeah. That's on Erased Tapes, by the way. The brilliant
label. Possibly won't make you cry.
But warm.
But we'll just pour sunshine out of your speakers. Yes, that was Beechwood Sparks.
Top tier that. Love that record.
Little Sub Pop darlings after their self-imposed exile of about a decade or something. Came back with that from their album Tarnished Gold, which is absolutely delightful.
It is.
If you've got any time in your life for Crosby, Stills and Nash or the Birds
Grand Parsons
in particular, or any of that kind of West Coast kind of old country stuff, you're gonna
love that record.
Lap that up. You really are. They're on Sub Pop. Ooh. And you can find them over there. And now we're going to go to
somewhere else.
Where are we going to go now? Amy Mann, isn't it?
We are going to Amy Mann, but this thing's misbehaving. We've gone a bit high tech in the shed. You know, we've got a new shed.
I know.
We've got some new furniture.
Things.
The pigeons are still in. Don't worry.
It's not right in the head. This, you know,
but
for me,
it's not. Yeah,
it's not doing what it should be doing. No. He says taking another piece of ham. Now it eats.
Right, here we go. Got it. Right. It's going to be Eve now.
Right.
I promise it is. This is a song called Crazy Town.
I guess this movie must have opened wide. Another girl who threatened suicide. You call the cops, but then she denied every word. And you know you. Spin the tap for her. You're out there trying to flag a cab and through it all. Ooh, a girl who lives in crazy town. Ooh, her craziness gets handed down.
Can let the sunshine in
fantastic.
Once in a while.
Amy
yeah, that's
great.
Crazy Town from their new album Charmer. And you can find her on amymann.com. She's on V2 in Europe. I'm not sure what she is elsewhere. But yeah, it's a charming little album.
It is smashing. She's great as Amy Mann.
I said without thinking about it.
No, it's very cleverly done, Damien.
Yeah, hey, typical journalist lazy nonsense, isn't it?
Lazy right. Journalism.
Now we're going to James Yorkston, who is just...
He's the gentleman of Incendiary, and I'll tell you why. He was the first guy that we ever interviewed.
No, is it the first one you ever interviewed?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, it is. Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was your first interview for the site.
Yeah. That's right, no, it's Chris Dawson who did it, but like I sort of set it up.
Oh, okay. Kind of no, the very first interview for Incendiary was Athlete.
Oh, it was Athlete, yeah, that was in the top of the bus, wasn't it?
No, it was in the Hard Rock Cafe in Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
And me and Jonathan went there.
Is that the one
and
you
Jonathan
the
sat bus? There and kind of went, No, we had a good day with them, actually. Uh-huh.
There you go. Sorry, James, sorry about that, mate. But your new record is spanking. Yeah, that's all I've got to say about it.
I was a cat from a book.
It was. I was a cat from a book. And
what cat would you be from what book?
What book? Well, I'd be. I won't be Frey because he's gone fucking missing.
Frey's gone.
Frey gone.
Well, Peter Broadway.
Stop it, man.
You led me into that.
Yeah, I know I did. No, right.
I might be kind of a bit lazy again, but yeah. I would be the Cheshire Cat.
You'd be the Cheshire Cat, would you?
I would.
I'd be McCavity.
Or, if it's not really from a book, but I'd be Thomas O'Malley or Mally the Alley Cat from The Aristocats.
Oh, that's good. Anyway. I'll be that till there's a Shrek poster. You know the black one on the roof and that.
Oh, yes.
Right, that one.
That's
naughty
just because you want to kind of
piss on ladies. Alright, carry on.
Right, this is Border Song.
And I shuddered half awake, and my back was turned, but half asleep. I envisioned a rook, angry and ash shooting, coming down the chimney, anxious to peck at the eyes and a poke at the feet of the slumbering Scotsman and his confused partner. But alas, no, and alas, day was a gem, a frozen walk, a slip and a slide, and a rush to escape. Our morning spent in no legend of north of the border, and alas, day was a gem, a frozen walk, a slip and a slide, and a rush to escape. Our morning spent in no mention of north of the border. Drunk, I had hidden your clothes, and you awoke first and fast and struggled to find them in this frozen room, heading under the covers from this almost complete stranger. And when I woke, I did not know where I was. The grey little room, I could see my breath and your long dark head and your long thin back. And it took me all of 3 seconds to remember where we were and who you were and why I was here. To remember where we were and who you were and why I was here. To remember where we were and who you were and advice I give to someone so young. Do not lead your life like mine. Do not lend your life to somebody like me. But you failed in the gaps of my shy-studded blues. It became more amusing in their absurdities, and less sense than making the more fun we're having. Do not care, for I do not care. Oh, we cannot afford to care, as this is nothing, just a blur, just a flicker, just a taster of what is not to come. This is nothing, just a blur, just a flicker, just a taster of what is not to come. This is nothing, just a blur, just a flicker, just a taster of what is not to come. This is nothing, just a blur, just a flicker, just a taster of what is not to come. This is nothing, just a blur, just a flicker, just a taster of what is not to come. This is nothing, just a blur, just a flicker, just a taster of what is not to come.
You cannot go wrong with James Yorks.
You can't go wrong with James Yorks. He's the best. Every record he's ever made has been shit up, as we music doctors say, you know. He really is the best. Absolutely the best.
Yeah. And also, he's responsible for
one
of the best afternoons we've had in in 10 years doing this.
Absolutely. Always good fun, James.
We dragged him around Amsterdam and drank lots of strong Belgian ales.
We did, and he had some whiskey as well on him.
He did, and we had a good chat about ghost stories. He's got some good ghost stories to tell.
You sit down with James Yorks and a bottle of whiskey, and I'm telling you something. He will keep you in trance for quite a while, but he did think we were going to kidnap him.
Yes, he did. He turned around and went, "You two aren't going to kidnap me, are you?"
He was clutching his guitar
in a
sweat of terror.
You're all right. Yeah, he's fantastic. James Yorkson, where can you find him?
He's on Domino Records. He's James Yorkston, God almighty. We're talking Bert Jansch style here.
Yeah.
You should know this by now.
Right, and now we're going to go over to something which was the most pleasant surprise for me, personally.
Oh, Bill Fay.
Bill Fay. Apparently, Bill Fay recorded a couple of albums about 40 years ago, and they didn't really set the world alight, shall we say. Of course, a couple of weird people in America kind of latched onto him and went, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
And including one of them being the singer of Wilco, which kind of ties back into our... who makes an appearance on this album, actually. And it's the one song that really doesn't sound like anything else on it. It sounds like a Wilco song. But Bill Fay, anyway, some people, including Jeff Tweedy, I think it is. Yes, Jeff Tweedy of Wilco, dragged him into the studio and went, look, Bill, you're bloody brilliant. After spending 40 years in a house in London feeling sorry for himself and writing lots of stuff. And they got him down in front of a piano and put some musicians around him. And he recorded a new album. And then this came out.
Speak to each other of a people long ago. When the soldiers came and took away their villages one by one, and the fury of that moment they felt, but could only silently look upon. Side where sheep are grazing with their young. Sheep don't speak, but they speak to each other of a killing long ago. When the people came and sacrificed their children to the sun, and the fury of their moment they felt, but could only silently look. They speak to each other of a crucifixion. Just because he said he was the Son of God, and the fury of that moment they felt, they could only silently look upon. Every city bomb roll, every fist fight, every bullet from a gun, it's written upon hearts of the Holy One. Every city bomb roll, every fist fight, every bullet from a gun, it's written upon the palms of the Holy One.
If that's what you've got left in your locker after 40 years of hibernation,
then you've
just got to be glad that you're alive to hear it, I think.
Exactly.
Whether you're a believer or not, that album will touch your heart. It, it's It's fantastic. It's on Dead Oceans.
Dead Oceans, yeah.
DeadOceans.com. Yeah, he's called Bill Fair. The album's called Life is People, and it is an absolute gem. And now we're going to go from something which is an absolute gem to something which may well be a diamond in the rough, shall we say.
Yes. This is Electra.
Is it Electra or
Electra? She's a lady from the Baltic, and she's currently living in Harlem.
She's from the Baltic.
The Baltic states, one of the Baltic states. I don't want to say which one, because like, it's a case if I said, if you were Scottish and I said, he's from Wales, yes, you'd hit me. So what I'm going to do is the Baltic states, just like that.
Yeah.
Some of this record is marvellous. Some of this record is just annoying as hell.
Which side of the coin are we going to fall on?
We're hopefully going to fall on the marvellous. This is the one of the campest things I've heard in years, because it's not what you'd think is camp, but after a while you think this
that's
is
very camp,
very camp, and it's mental. It's called Mirrored World, and it's on Blowpipe Records from Harlem in the Netherlands. This lady's called Electra. I've actually seen her play live, and she's got a stunning live presence about it. She's fantastic. When you see her live, you think bloody hell. And you hear some of the records, you look at it, you think, make up your mind, love.
The album's called Eudaimonia.
Yeah, there you go.
And once again, this is Mirrored World. Have fun with this.
Yeah.
I see you mirrored in my
make of that what you will.
But I think it's pretty class.
It is quite good. It's definitely
an acquired taste.
I said volte face once before. And you
volte face.
There you go.
Volte face. It's like the French people do.
Yeah. Oh, we have a visitor in the shed.
Actually, while you're here, why
say hello, visitor.
Hello.
Why have you got a Michael Bublé album?
Mickey Bubbles.
Mickey Bubbles album. What?
I like him.
You like him? Why do you like him? Like, go on, tell us now. Run away laughing, you see? That's what you do. It's antagonism when you see the word Michael Bublé. And as I pick up the Camp Moose figure off the floor, Damon's going to play another record.
Yeah, this is a band called the Riverboat Gamblers, and it's their album called The Wolf You Feed. And if anyone's familiar with the Riverboat Gamblers...
Tell us about the Riverboat Gamblers, Damien. Tell us about the Riverboat Gamblers. Just play the record, man. We're wasting valuable drinking time. Just play the bloody record, man. Get on with it.
I don't know what nose to look at, because they're both as red as each other.
I know, this one's really... I've got a cold.
Richard is now wearing a reindeer head. oh, God, I'm going to... Here we go. And if you know anything about them, you'll know that they've got about 150 albums that all sound similar to that. This is their... Well, it's not even their latest one. I think they've already got another one out.
Shit,
that was from The Wolf You Feed. It's called Bite My Tongue. And there's loads of stuff like that on it. So it's very straightforward, punky stuff. But it's quite fun.
It's good, dude.
And now we're going to Plus Instruments.
Plus Instruments, the legendary Plus Instruments.
Album Document Plus. 10 highlights in the history of popular
Dutch music, we should say.
1981 to 1982.
Just to make it completely clear.
Yeah, and it's very precise.
It is. Just well, it was. Kind of it was the ultra
24-month period.
24-month period, that's right.
Yeah, don't you waggle your Rudolph paws at me.
You're right, sorry about that, cock. Anyway, plus it's a bit.
We need to go back to analogue, don't we?
Like you had to press things and touch things and play with them. Whereas in the old days, you just put things on and you put another thing on it and it worked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Anyway. But as instructions for life, press things, play things,
yeah,
and touch things is a good way to be.
It is, you're quite right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and now we're going to go to something which is totally not up in Sendry's normal alleyways.
No.
We're going to play a song from Cypress Hill and Rusko's EP, Cypress X Rusko.
Oh, why?
Yeah. It's a song called Can't Keep Me Down, and yeah, we're not going to review it because we don't really know how. But it's good.
Yeah.
Cigarette is banned from these premises, but don't be afraid to smoke the high grade. Was written that I would be another killer spitting, that I was born to be the Buddha King, you're my witness. We blow trees, better believe we taking care of business. Hit the clip.
push, brains mush, taste so exquisite. I pay a visit within your subconscious, start to listen. You see a vision, collect your mind, time's up, you missed it. Medicate, don't hesitate, homie, twist it. But if you try to steal my sack, boy, we go ballistic. They call me doctor, the party rocker, the scientific. Warlock, with the tiger's blood, a fucking mystic. Animalistic, with a beautiful mind, self-admitted. Father the style, there's so many bitches counterfeited. 20 years, grinding it out, blood, sweat, and tears. I was supposed to be the lost one, but I had no fears. Hit the gas, taking lanes and switching gears. Whatever the path is, concentrate on what you hear.
I live amongst the clouds. Only the Most High is above me. No one can keep me down. My roots are in the streets, and the streets will always love me. So no one can keep me down.
It was written, the dog's gonna go the distance. Off the leash, terrorizing the streets. Your style's bitten, so stop your counterfeiting. We the first ones that rap for that man wanna leap. You staring at your feet, well I'm staring at the feet. Right in its size, it's success or demise. I keep Cypress Avenue fresh on the mind. No, I made it out the ghetto one step at a time.
I live amongst the clouds. Only the Most High is above me. No one can keep me down. My roots are in the streets, and the streets will always love me. So no one can keep me down.
Cross the line and let's hail the pain. Cypress Hill keeps it real, guess they failed the same. Big guns and bullets, we pullin' a spray. Let's smoke a big ass joint and call it a day. That's how the dog roll, leaving haters jato. Violators get rolled and smoke like Ponto. Kush and Jack, yeah, that's a killer combo. Masked up sideshow, tripping as the room goes.
I live amongst the clouds. Only the Most High is above me. No one can keep me down. My roots are in the streets, and the streets will always love me. So no one can keep me down. I live amongst the clouds. Only the Most High is above me. No one can keep me down. My roots are in the streets, and the streets will always love me. So no one can keep me down.
Oh, mighty song. Yeah, that was them. Yeah. They're on V2, believe it or not. In
are they Cypress Hill?
Cypress Hill and Rusko.
Who's Rusko, then?
I haven't got a clue. I'm not down with those kind of things.
Man. Yeah. Daddy-o.
I'm not one to pour a bit on the pavement to down in remembrance to me homies and stuff, so I don't know.
Right, okay. I think we're going to start talking about Remembering Sunday then, for some reason.
Well, maybe we should. Well, actually, what we do, in fact, we should play out with that, actually. We need to, we just found out that yesterday.
Sunday?
No, we just found out that Frank Wilson died yesterday.
Yeah, right, let's play out with that.
Yeah,
right,
we'll play out with that. But before we play out with that, we're going to play in with this. Mikachu and the Shapes.
We like Mikachu.
This is their album, Never.
Yeah,
and it's a song called Glamour.
Cracker.
It's called Glamour.
It's cracker. It's a cracker.
It's all
just
right.
Get up.
Hello, babe.
Hi, babe. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. You?
Oh, I'm still eating dinner.
I'm literally half naked doing a modeling shoot.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm insane. Yes, I'm sure. But I'm sure I've seen you somewhere before. Oh,
So, right, there was me, and there was you, right, and we were sitting here, you know, and we were, like, talking about things, and they were listening to music. Yeah, and they were listening to, like, Mikachu. Yeah. And we like that. It's called Glamour. It's got, like, you know, like, a bit slap and tickle, all that stuff. Yeah. So we've got all that on our face, right, and now we've just got to say, all right, this has been Incendiary.
It
has. All right, I've been me, and you've been you. Yeah, and we've been like, we're listening to Incendiary.
Alright,
and we're on incendiarymag.com.
That's
right. Alright, incendiarymag.com. If you can't spell incendiarymag.com, we're on inmusic.nl if you're thick. Right? And if you cannot spell.
You've been eating too much cheese.
So
right?
if you do that.
Get off the cheese,
Damien! You can go to inmusic.nl and you can subscribe to things like this on incendiarymag.com/pod.
Things!
Right? And they can read things. Like tweeting things, what you do.
You like
tweeting things, don't
you? I do. Yeah. I like tweeting
stuff. You tweet things.
And you're on at
incendiarymag.com. No, at incendiarymag.
Do you know what? You're beginning to sound like Anita Dobson.
Yeah.
You have to say something like
I can feel my hair perming as I speak.
Every loser wins.
And I'm not getting all out of the camp. Oh, don't I become Vanity Frank Spencer? Oh, my gosh.
Come on, play
Frank
Wilson.
Okay, we're going to play. Right. R.I.P. Frank Wilson. Well, I don't know how it ended up like this.
It's Peter Broderick.
Oh my god, Peter Broderick. Oh dear, I'm having a meltdown.
You are having a meltdown. Play Frank Wilson.
Alright, we'll see you later.
See you in a minute.
See you later. Bye bye. I